From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Another powerful earthquake jolted central Italy Sunday, causing injury and damage, including the collapse of a 600-year-old basilica, but no immediate fatalities. The epicenter of the 6.6 magnitude quake near the town of Norcia, where only the facade of the 14th century Basilica of St. Benedict still stands. Thousands have been made homeless.
Sarà una notte difficile. Ribadiamo
l'esigenza. The head of Italy's civil defense, Fabrizio Curcio, said it will be a difficult night as so many are needed to be relocated. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has vowed to rebuild. It was the most powerful earthquake to hit Italy since a 6.9 magnitude quake in 1980 when thousands perished. Many had already fled and are following an August 24 quake that killed nearly 300. Two strong aftershocks were felt in the area on Wednesday. Syrian rebels Sunday pursued their counterattack against Russian-backed government forces in the embattled city of Aleppo, with reports of fighting inside the government-held sector. Monitors say at least 40 civilians, including children, have been killed in the latest offensive. Both sides accused each other of using chemical weapons. Much of the fighting centered on a battle for a huge apartment housing project in the Western District, which, if captured, would bring rebels within several kilometers of the center of government-controlled Western Aleppo. Thousands of Moroccans on Sunday staged protests across the country against police abuse following the gruesome death of a fisherman in a garbage truck. According to reports, Moussine Fikri was in the truck Friday trying to retrieve fish he was selling that was thrown away by police. He was crushed to death by the truck's compactor. His death has drawn public outrage on social media sites. This is VOA News.